Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Bross learns there are plenty of animals wandering around the urban jungle in this edition of Backyard Industry.
Two brushes I've had with urban wildlife. One evening last summer, three animals I thought were my three cats walked casually past the table I was sitting at and waited further down the driveway for the fourth, who ambled past my leg under the table on its way to join the other raccoons. Another, during March garden cleanup, I noticed that every single dinosaur kale plant in my garden, the kale that can grow up to 3 feet tall, had been neatly chewed off to a height of about 2 feet. Never mind none of it had actually survived the polar vortices. Something had eaten it. Further investigation indicated it had probably been a very lost, very confused, and very hungry deer. I, my friends and neighbors, and you probably have many tales of encountering those animals, plus opossums, chipmunks, mice, deer, wild turkeys, vultures, foxes, hawks, voles, bats, rabbits, squirrels, snakes, coyotes, and more in our neighborhoods here in central Illinois. After the kale incident, I thought more about these creatures living among us. They go mostly unnoticed unless they do something upsetting like feast on our gardens, threaten our chickens or other pets, or surprise us while we're pulling weeds. But they're here all the time. To get some perspective, I started reading The Urban Bestiary, a recent book by Seattle-based writer and naturalist Lyanda Lynn Haupt. Per her urging, I started paying more attention to the chatter of previously boring house sparrows and the tail swishing of my local squirrels as they went about their daily business. And it was fascinating. But I wanted more than squirrels and sparrows. I called my friend, local writer, photographer, and naturalist Rob Cantor, creator of the Environmental Almanac radio series and newspaper column, and asked to get together for some stalking of local fauna. We met at the 2nd Street Basin near downtown Champaign, where he spends a fair amount of time observing.
One of my things that I do, like, you know, when I'm out to kind of look for stuff like this, is just allow myself to be in that place for a little bit. So you could look from the bridge here and go, oh, there's nothing there. But there's the yellow throat, you know, that we just heard, and we only heard it because we walked along there instead of, you know, stopping at the bridge and then moving on somewhere else. That's part of why I enjoy photography, is to take pictures you have to stop and be there for a little bit. And when you do that, then you notice things that you wouldn't have noticed otherwise.
We saw a few things. We missed others.
So that was a frog. Did you see? You heard something plop in there. Yeah. So yeah, if we hadn't, you know, taking the couple of extra steps to come down, we wouldn't have known there was an actual amphibian here this morning.
After a while, we moved across Springfield Avenue and stood on the bridge over the Boneyard Creek at Scott Park, just south of the basin. We saw a pair of barn swallows land on the creek bank to freshen up, which was cool because they rarely seem to land. Then things got more exciting.
There comes a muskrat right there. See? We're gonna get a picture.
Swimming along, sleek head just visible above the water, was a muskrat. A muskrat! I had never seen a muskrat before. I knew nothing about them. It swam toward us upstream. It paused, then hung a left into a patch of very tasty-looking grass along the bank. In one graceful move, it grabbed a mouthful and turned around to swim, all business, back downstream.
We're following the muskrat, who looks really busy. He was booking, though. He was moving.
We could only surmise it had gone on the equivalent of a food run for its family, who were waiting patiently for Susie or Sam to return with the goods. And really, isn't that life? According to Haupt, while it may seem that the squirrels are deliberately messing with us when they strategically display half-eaten tomatoes on our front steps, or that raccoons will indeed cut you if you look at them funny, they mostly want to be left to the business of living. Coexistence means, in part, us noticing each other quietly and in context. Most critters are way ahead of us. They know much more about our daily habits than we do theirs because they sit and watch us. I wonder sometimes exactly what they're thinking when they do. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, do in the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.